It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
Like many thriving cities, Springfield is made up of a network of neighborhoods, and in an effort to strengthen these neighborhood connections, the city has developed a publication called Springfield Neighborhood News. With us today is Melissa Haas, who is the Assistant Director for Public Information and City Engagement for the City of Springfield. Tell us about Springfield Neighborhood News and how it came about.
Great. Thanks, Leslie. Thanks for having us on. Well, SGF Neighborhood News, our purpose is to empower, engage, and uplift the residents of Springfield's 21 registered neighborhoods. And we do this by communicating news and information that connect the residents, neighborhood schools, businesses, faith organizations, and public and private service agencies. We have a companion website at sgfneighborhoodnews.com, and the quarterly newspaper is published in January, April, July, and October. Each neighborhood has its own section on the website and in the newspaper.
What type of information is included? If somebody were to pick up a copy of it, what might they find in it?
Oh, gosh, all kinds of good stuff. Photos, events, newsy, interesting stories about neighborhoods, neighbors in the neighborhoods, businesses, schools, parks, and programs in each neighborhood. We include articles about city services, like what the city's doing to reduce the number of chronic nuisance properties in our community, how the city's workforce development department is working to skill up our workforce, how the health department is addressing chronic disease in our community by sending out community health advocates door-to-door in Springfield neighborhoods to take people's blood pressure. I could go on and on. Much of the content is provided by neighbors, while some of it is written by myself and other city staff members. We have an editorial committee comprised of a mix of neighborhood folks and city staff, and we meet quarterly to plan each issue.
So how does this neighborhood service, or publication, I should say, strengthen our overall community? I mean, neighborhoods are a microcosm of a larger community, but how does this publication help to do that in the city of Springfield?
Well, there's just a lot of great things going on in Springfield neighborhoods, and I feel like it's our duty and privilege to shine a light on the people who are doing good things. There's a lot of neighbors helping neighbors and good old-fashioned face-to-face interaction through neighborhood events like ice cream socials, neighborhood cleanups, and neighborhood programs for kids like Grant Beach's soccer and baseball programs.
So what are some of the positive effects you've seen that have come out of this?
I think just the folks from the different neighborhoods knowing what each neighborhood is doing and all of the resources available. It really, I think, has formed a bond between the different neighborhoods. We've got a couple of Southside Springfield neighborhoods, Bradford Park and Greater Park Crest, and they may not interact with folks in Grant Beach or Woodland Heights otherwise if it weren't for this publication and where these folks come together on the Neighborhood Advisory Council.
So have you seen neighborhoods come together neighborhood to neighborhood on different events?
They do, and probably the biggest way that they come together is our yearly event called National Night Out. That's been held in Metter Park. It'll be held in Metter Park this year in August, and it's been held over at Nichols Park in the heart of the West Side neighborhood the past couple of years. And so this is where all the neighborhoods come together and just kind of interact with each other and enjoy some ice cream and hot dogs, and the kids play and people visit, and it's just really cool.
So one of the other maybe offshoots of this is the Neighborhood Advisory Council. So how did that come about? Why was that established for the city?
That was established in 2013. We refer to it as the NAC. And it was established to facilitate communication between city council, city staff, and the registered neighborhoods. We have 21 at this time. Each registered neighborhood has a representative and an alternate on the council. And they meet quarterly and discuss pertinent issues to the neighborhood, such as crime, nuisance properties, and how to engage the neighbors in neighborhood activities. As a group, they come together and identify concerns that cut across multiple neighborhoods, and they work together to seek solutions about those problems. The current chair of the NAC is Rusty Worley, who lives in the West Central neighborhood, and you might know him as the executive director of the Downtown Springfield Association. He's also one of the founders of the birthplace of Route 66 Festival, which we're now in our ninth year with that, and it's grown astronomically in just recent years. The festival's in downtown Springfield, and this year we'll have it August 9th and 10th.
So does the city reach out to the NAC or the Neighborhood Advisory Council when the city has needs or questions about how to move forward with certain projects?
Yes, all the time. We actually, our planning department is kind of the host of the NAC. And so we have presentations by different city staff members at each quarterly meeting about things going on at the city that might affect the neighborhoods. Usually we have the police chief come and talk about crime trends. We'll have the Building Development Services Director, Harlan Hill. He'll come and give an update on, you know, current efforts that the city is doing to fight the problem of chronic nuisance properties. So we always have presentations from city staff to the council, and then we can kind of gauge feedback for, you know, the community as a whole by the feedback that we get from the council members.
So going back to SGF Neighborhood News that we were talking about earlier, where is the publication available if citizens wanted to pick up a copy?
Copies are distributed through Springfield Public Schools and through the registered neighborhood organizations. Some of them deliver them door to door, while others distribute them at neighborhood meetings or events. You can also subscribe for free by visiting sgfneighborhoodnews.com or calling me at 864-1003.
Well, thank you very much. Today, our guest has been Melissa Haas with the City of Springfield, talking about the Springfield Neighborhood News publication. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. For this and other programs in the Making Democracy Work series, go to the web at ksmu.org.